Are you ready?
Yeah. All right.
Go ahead.
No,
I usually start. I'm just messing with you right now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Big Bros Podcast. I am your host, Ayub Onur, aka Big Bro Ayub. I usually start off with Big Bro Ayub, aka Ayub Onur, or so my mom would like to call me that. Today, I am with one of my young guys by the name of Sharmakin Noor. We are at his establishment, or should I say his mother's establishment.
Yep,
but rather, it is a family business, and this is what Big Bros is all about. Sharing knowledge, sharing stories, sharing experiences. And this is one of the things that I love to talk about, is business as much as possible. I have my MBA, focuses on, you know, business development and just anything development itself. So today we get to talk about his mom's store, his store, the family business, Bella by Shamish. Sharmakin Noor, please introduce yourself. Talk to me. Tell me who you are. Tell the people who you are. Tell them why I'm interested. I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you. Go ahead.
Nah, you good. I mean, why are you interested? You know, that's kind of a question for you.
I'm definitely interested because of the simple fact you gave a Steve Jobs type of marketing when it came to that Somali Night SSA. You was on stage. You talked, and I want, if I could get that same marketing tactic again from you, that would be wonderful.
I mean, if you want to be real,
go ahead.
The whole SSA night thing was kind of off a whim. I had talking points, but I went up there and said Bismillah and
Bismillah.
Started talking. And you know, honestly, my mom deserves a Steve Jobs performance. You feel me? So I had to put that on. Well, my name is Sharmakin Noor. Nice to meet y'all. You know. I'm blessed to be.
You're talking to me, fam. You're not talking to them. They go hear your recording. So it's just like, it's just a conversation between me and you.
I'm kind of new to the podcast.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, alhamdulillah, you know, I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me. So basically, honestly, I'm just a college student trying my best to make ends meet. You know what I'm saying? I could say starting a company. And honestly, I took a love to marketing and business from a young age. Started with fidget spinners in middle school to now, you know.
You used to sell fidget spinners?
Yep, middle school.
Oh, man. No, you was a hustler then.
I was hustling, man.
All right, keep going.
And to now, like, honestly, not just my mom's business, I actually run my own marketing firm.
Okay.
You know, got a couple clients, you know what I'm saying?
Tell me more about that.
Well, honestly, it started off in COVID, you know, when the SSMA stuff was going on and stuff like that. And I never really had the confidence to start it. But then recently, I started working for a marketing firm, like, back in the summer. And it really gave me confidence in sales skills and that stuff. And I was like, I could do this.
Yeah.
I left, and I started my own. And now we basically handle TikToks, social media, and we also handle photo shoots and marketing strategies.
Fam, I don't think people, heard you when you said it. I know. SMMA. Break that down.
So SSMA is a business.
SSMA, I'm sorry.
Is it SSMA?
Either way,
it's a social media marketing business. So basically, the whole model of the business is you go get clients, you sign up, and you just push out Instagram and Facebook ads. And you see the ads that pop up on your Instagram and stuff? That's because the SMMA marketing team is behind it.
Yeah.
People pay people to put that out, because social media is the new advertisement. Nobody watches TV like that no more.
You spend hours on social media. Like, I look at my screen time, I'm just disgusted.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm disgusted.
I try not to look at it.
Yeah.
But that's basically the whole point of it. If I'm on my phone, might as well make money on my phone. You know what I'm saying? And nowadays, you know, the world is shifting into personal brands. Like, Big Bro Ayub is a personal brand.
Yeah, thank you.
And, like, honestly, I look up to you for that, you know?
I appreciate it.
I was kind of scared, you know, going up on that stage and even doing this podcast, you feel me? But, like...
You get the little butterflies in your stomach right now?
Yeah, a little.
A little bit. On stage, yeah. Before I get on stage, every time, like, you know what I'm saying? I get those butterflies. It's scary, but then they go away. And honestly speaking, when you was on that stage, where you looked... Like, it was a... When I say Steve Jobs performance, it was a Steve Jobs performance.
Nah,
the way you advertised... Bella by Shamis, the way you talked, it was like, bro, because afterwards we talked about it, right? Me and another friend of mine, we went out to go out to eat, and I was like, yo, bro, yeah, Bella by Shamis, yeah, you seen that kid? Like, it was not a friend, it was How Haji.
Oh, How Haji.
Haji, yeah. She was like, yeah, that kid gave a Steve Jobs. Like, yeah, we both agree, it was like Steve Jobs.
Shout out How Haji.
Yeah, she recognized. Hopefully she bought something from you guys.
I mean,
or we're gonna have to send her. We're gonna have to send her something.
I'm in contact with her daughter. We're working on it.
All right, love
Lullaby
it.
Shama's ex, how I had you.
Ex, how I had you. Yes, coming soon. Go ahead.
Inshallah. Huh? But yeah, wallahi, like going up on that stage was a new experience. Like I've always wanted to do something like this, and I'm gonna be honest. My mother gave me the platform to do it, because like when you want to start something yourself, you kind of scared to. You kind of like, let's be honest, you're scared of public perception. You're scared of if you're gonna mess it up and stuff like that. But then when I seen my mom needed this, and this will help her, I was like, yo.
When you say needed this, is it needed the marketing aspect, or like needed the help or the push to go ahead and start Bella, or she was already starting Bella?
Honestly, she was already starting it because she actually been selling Abayas for years from out of her car and the crib and all that. She's always been, like, honestly, designing.
A hustler.
She's a hustler. She loves designing. No matter if she's taking care of her elderly mother and the kids, she still always put her money towards business, you know?
Yeah.
So I seen it as an opportunity to build her up and build myself up. And that's, like, the whole point of the marketing firm, too. I'm not only helping myself. I got somebody in Minnesota that does TikToks for us.
Mm-hmm.
I got somebody here, my partner, who's actually helping with Instagram and all that.
Yeah.
And we have photographers, and we're just trying to present the opportunity to the people that, you know, who are in the creative space, because I'm going to be honest, our generation loves media, loves intaking media, but a lot of our Somali youth right now, they're not outputting enough. They're not putting in enough. So we're just here, you know, partnering with people, getting them paid and getting them to put out their creativity.
Can I ask you how old you are?
I'm 19 years old.
You're 19?
Yes, sir.
What the fuck? I'm over here thinking you're about to say 24, 25. Nah. You 19?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I have an 11-year difference of age on you, right?
Yeah.
And the reason why I bring up your age is because of the simple fact that one of the things that I've noticed compared in ages between me and you is that a lot of the older people around my age group, where either life came in front of us. I'm not going to say came in front of us, but either life got in the way, in which we're just running after family, running after bills, running after ourselves, running, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to do better by ourselves, for our family, all that good stuff, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. But the creative outlet and the creative space has just gone out the door, right? And I say that confidently because I don't think there's a lot of people that are doing things in a creative space. Whereas a lot of the younger generation going into like SSA, people in college nowadays, right? Doing an amazing job. A phenomenal job in getting into that creative space, right? Poetry has always been a Somali thing, right? So poets have always been there for the last 10, 15, 20 years. From what I remember, I have a good friend of mine who's been doing poetry, you know, I'm not gonna say since high school, but he's done poetry in front of hundreds of people, right? Granted, right now he's running a whole construction company, right? Great. But now I just feel like, yo, y'all younger generation, y'all doing a really good job in a creative space.
I think the thing is, it's just the emergence of social media a lot more, because TikTok has made it easier to become a content creator and made it easier to get those media out. But when I look at your generation, you guys really built yourself up to where you are, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You see the 1, 2, 3 people that are like really created a community around them and really pushed themselves up, you know? Our generation, I feel like the perception of social media and so many people judges you holds us back a bit more in the sense of things. Some of us help each other, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of people out there, like shout out SOB, you know what I'm saying?
And SOB, all the other guys, brands
and all those guys, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
There's people pushing for it and you see it. But I feel like sometimes people are scared. Like me personally, myself, I was scared to get up on that stage. Even afterwards, I was scared to talk to the guys I was cool with and stuff like that. Like,
why? Because of the perception that they what they think?
Yeah, low key. Like, I'm gonna be real. Like, I don't care what people think, but in a sense, like, everybody cares what people's things, you know? But honestly, alhamdulillah, you know, they really, like, applauded me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest, it's weird. A man talking up on stage about advice, but, you know.
You know, that was one of the questions I asked you earlier, you know what I'm saying, during the rehearsal.
It was.
You know, we were just doing a mic test, I remember, and I was like, hey, what you going to be talking about? I remember we met each other before at the mission, and it's like, I'm about to give a talk about our brand that we're about to promote.
Yeah.
I was like, what's the brand? It's like, oh, Modest Muslim Clothing. And I'm like, why are you as a man selling modern Muslim clothing. Because usually, and that's my, that was my thought process. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm assuming he either got sisters that he's helping build the brand with. And yeah, now that I asked earlier before the conversation, it's actually your mom's.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you the oldest in your family?
Yes, I am the okay. oldest. It's just yeah. me and my little sister.
Okay.
So, like, you know, the whole point of that was, right, I mean, my little sister, shy, she not going to go up. But the whole point of me going up, number one, shout out to the SSA board. Those are my guys, yeah, you know, allowing me to be up there. But like,
they're amazing individuals. I love them.
Amazing. Yeah. Great people. Like, I didn't really know the girls. Great girls. But the guys, amazing. Yeah. Oh, Allah, mashallah. Allahumma barik. But like, going up on that stage was kind of like connecting with the younger folks. That's why I was up there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they, I feel like when it comes to the Somali malls and brands and stuff like that, people don't have representation. Like, the younger people haven't had representation, you know, walking through these malls. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And our younger generation were a little bit more about come in and get out. You know what I'm saying? So we wanted to make it a fast, quick experience, and we saw a gap there. Mm-hmm. So that's why I went up there as, you know, somebody who can kind of relate to the younger folks. Even though I can't wear it, I buy it. You know what I'm saying? But I can relate to the people my age.
So you can sell it. You can sell water to a well if you wanted to, Fad. The way you was talking on that stage, mashallah, yeah, boy.
I appreciate it. But yeah, alhamdulillah, you know, like, all glory is due to Allah, you feel me? And you know, even this point, you know, starting is the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's a slow rush and slow decline, like slow
incline,
thank you. Like, starting is the hardest part, honestly. Yeah. Going up on that stage, putting stuff out, you know, it's the hardest part for everybody. And like, you can admit that, you feel me?
Very much.
Personally, I know you 10 years older than me, 11 years older than me, but like, genuinely, I seen you grow. Like, like, what? I've been following you for like 6 years or so.
I appreciate that. That's
like,
crazy.
Wallahi, I seen you grow from like doing podcasts with, I think his name was Haji.
Yep, my boy Haji.
To now, like, doing your own thing and becoming a brand, basically getting called out to the Snappies and all that. Allahumma barik.
Alhamdulillah, man. It was a journey, you know. When something feels right, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, it becomes so much easier to just trust your gut, right? Here's one of the things: is you talk about confidence a lot, and I preach confidence. In order for you to be more confident in yourself, you need to see some sort of win, right? And I call those wins like just actions, to-do lists, right? Once you get a couple wins, once you get a couple actionable items that you saw yourself doing, mm-hmm. then winning becomes a little bit more easier, right? So it's like, so give you an example. Okay, yeah, you guys came up with the name of Bella by Shemis. Okay, y'all agreed upon that. Y'all agreed upon the logo. Y'all agreed upon the brand itself. How are we going? Those are all small little wins that help you and promote more wins as you go on and progress more in life, right? For me, when you talk about like, yo, getting called out to Snappy Board and all of that, it came from small little wins that didn't necessarily have anything to do with public speaking, right? Alhamdulillah, I got a job with Target and with Amazon that allowed me to be a manager. So it's like, I know how to manage and move people around, right? Wherever I need them, right? It helped me to be a public speaker because when it came to stand-ups, right, I have to do something called a stand-up, right? I have to talk in front of people and tell them, hey, what we got going on today, this is how many products that we have to do, right, and this is how much we're gonna do. And you're talking to like 80 to 140 people at any given time, and you're telling people for the next 8 hours, this is the work that we're doing, for the next 12 hours, this is the work that we're gonna be doing. Nobody's happy about that, right? You're looking at, you know what I'm saying? And I say that wholeheartedly, because like, I say that in a very, very nice manner, and I love everybody that worked for me, but it's like, some people are just—they're staring at you, and tough crowd, right? Tough crowd. You just have to keep pushing, and that's what honestly helped me. But now that we got Bella by Shamis, tell me more about Bella by Shamis. Tell me more about the brand. Talk to me about everything.
Honestly, wallahi, the brand is just really my mom, like her life and who she is. You know,
mm-hmm.
like a lot of the things, even the abayas in here are named after some of her life experiences, you know, cities and stuff like that. Like, the abaya behind you is named Sana'a. She used to live in Sana'a, you feel me? And like, honestly, wallahi, it's like, the whole brand is just to promote people's dreams. Like I said on that keynote, mm-hmm. my mom specifically, like, bullet pointed that I should say that, just make your dreams come true, make your dreams possible, make it happen. Like, to the point that she was, even for her photo shoot, she wanted to give up-and-coming photographers a chance instead of going to pay for somebody experienced, because, you know, she wants to uplift the community. And she's, I know I'm her son, but frankly, she's giving me the chance, putting, investing money and investing time into me,
yeah,
to make her brand appear and appeal to everybody.
Yeah.
So she just,
that's a great leadership quality, like empowerment, mm-hmm, like empowering people, yeah, to do the work that needs to be done, right? Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I love it. So abayas right now, or is that the only thing that we're selling?
Abayas, dresses, we got some hijabs, you know, we had a new shipment, yeah, come in, that's why you see the room a little messy, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, wallahi, you know, later on, you know, we want to add its men's clothing, maybe create a men's line, another brand.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the goal, just to expand and keep going, really, wallahi, inshallah.
Do you think it'd be easy transition into men's clothing with having the name Bella?
I mean, when it comes from a marketing perspective, mm-hmm, not really. But it depends, though. If you get a foothold of the other gender when it comes to women, the men will come. You know, I had a lot of men text me and call me and be like, yo, you got kamises, you know? Men are willing to buy from anything. It doesn't matter what the name is.
Yeah.
But the question is, how do you deliver it? The question is, how do you present it? What is your prices? You know, is it affordable?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the real question that, mm-hmm, people like. And people like simplicity, quick in and out. If you want that, I'll pull it out for you right now. Check you out. 2 minutes, tops. Yeah,
that's beautiful. And I heard a quote a long time ago. I read it on social media. It said, if you want to be a millionaire, create a product for men. But if you want to be a billionaire, create a product for
women.
Because women going to buy. They're going to purchase. And I think you had a great marketing strategy, I would say, by starting off with the women. And then going from there, like abayas, qimars, one of the things that you have a strong foothold in is the marketing aspect of it, right? The photography, the website, the social media marketing, all of that, right? I think definitely that's something that not necessarily retailers lack in small businesses, but all small businesses lack in today's world, that social media world.
We don't want to be a small business. This may be, like, let's be honest. Yeah, we in a Somali mall right now. Mm-hmm. We in a smaller store right now. But this is not a small business. This is a brand. This is where we want to hold something. We want to mean something. We don't want to just be a shop you walk into. We want our name to be everywhere. Yo, where are you going to get your abaya? Bella by Shamis. What are you wearing for Eid? Bella by Shamis. Because, like, in the end of it, yeah, it's Bella by Shamis, but it's our brand. It's the people's brand. Like, pretty soon, you know, we're going to be opening up the Instagram to suggestions.
Yeah.
What do the people want to see? What should we bring? Because, like, honestly, if we're not catering to the people, who are we catering to?
Yeah.
So we don't want to be a small shop. We don't want to be small business. We want to be big business, inshallah.
Yeah.
And I know that's a big talk, but that's just where our goals are and where we want to be. Because what's the point? Like, you know, Allah mubarak to the small shop owners, you know, that's a living. But what's the point of us putting all our time into these photos, into these marketing, if we want to be small business?
Mm-hmm.
We want to bring affordable and nice abayas to whoever, you know?
Yeah.
That's our goal.
So we're talking Bella by Shamis not only being a Columbus, or not necessarily only being a Columbus brand, but a nationwide brand, hopefully, right? Where I lived in Minnesota for a little bit, and I always bring that up. Because Minnesota, they got Somali brands, right? They got a lot, right? I think they're the blueprint on a lot of things that Columbus could adapt, could adopt, I believe. And you guys could definitely be that one brand that just pops up
nationwide right now.
I love it. We got the website going.
Instagram going, TikTok going. We got TikTok manager. We got Instagram manager. Like, alhamdulillah, you know. Like, my whole goal with this, you know, using Dataglass as a example, like my own marketing company,
mm-hmm,
you know, just automating everything, making it easier for everybody, you know. Me, you know, alhamdulillah, I'm dealing with a lot, you know, juggling this, juggling that, this and that, but like...
19, I believe you're still in school?
Yes, sir.
What, school for business?
Yeah, marketing.
Fisher?
And information technology, information systems. Okay. Also, dual major, inshallah.
Dual major,
So, like, honestly, we're just, what I try to do is delegate, you know, find people who want to make money, find people who want to work, find people who want to expand on their dreams, and, you know, delegate to them. Help me help you. You basically, you feel me?
I love it.
That's how it works.
When it comes to the clothing aspect of it, where do you get, I assume there's a lot of back and forth with the manufacturers and whatnot, because me just talking and, you know, asking other brands, how was that experience like?
Wallahi, I'm gonna be honest, that side is my mom, but being like around her and hearing about it, it's a headache, you know, especially, you know, in like ordering from Dubai and all these places, you know. Number one, there's a lot of cargo regulations. Number two, they get the photo and the actual thing don't look the same. Mm-hmm. You know, understanding you and what you want. Because sometimes there's a lot of, you know, migrant workers over there.
Yeah.
So sometimes they don't understand Arabic and their English is very small, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of them, alhamdulillah, you know, they speak Arabic and my mom speaks Arabic. So it's like, it's a headache. It's back and forth and back and forth. But alhamdulillah, you know, it's worth it at the end to bring pieces like this to light that people like, mm-hmm. and making it affordable for people.
That's beautiful. So now we talked about Bella Bashamis. You are a dual major, going to OSU. What's next? What are the goals for 2024 for you? I know Bella Bashamis, the goals are endless, right? We're trying to be nationwide. We're trying to be a big, big company. Right now we're small, but we see ourselves as a big company.
Not even nationwide, global.
Global. I love it. Yeah, mashallah. So tell me what's next, and what are some of the goals we got going on before we end up?
Personally?
Yeah.
Honestly, wallahi, you know, thanks from the influence of Big Bro, you feel me? You know, just trying to honestly climb the levels, you feel me? Like, from a young age, you feel me? My father, you know, great guy, he used to work overseas a lot, so mm-hmm. I didn't really have, you know, a male to look onto, yeah. You feel me? Like, other than, you know, his influence, you feel me, like seeing him be a college graduate and work overseas and, you know, hustle for his family, I didn't see the mannerisms at home because he wasn't around.
Yeah.
You know, he was trying to support and, you feel me,
yeah,
bring food to the table. So, wallahi, for me, it's just getting better as a man every day. You know, alhamdulillah, I started this journey years ago, you know, learning and trying to fix myself when it comes to wardrobe, when it comes to understanding, when it comes to speech and everything. And alhamdulillah, my habits are getting better and better and more refined. And for me, honestly, 2024 is attacking it physically, you know, getting back in the gym, building that consistency, you know, getting my body right, athleticism, you know, hopefully maybe getting back on the soccer field.
Yeah.
So
you play soccer? Okay.
Yeah, love soccer.
Yeah.
Breathe it. Oh my God. don't get me started on that. I'm going to keep talking all day.
Let me, soccer was not in the conversation topics, but if I was to say something, well, I should not get, at the age that I was at when I was 19, I was never as good as you were at age 19. I'll be honest with you. Age 19, I don't even remember what I was doing, right? I sure as hell will tell you I was not confident in myself in anything that I was doing, right? I was going on to my second year in college, I believe. I think I was going to Newark, Ohio, I believe, at the time. Yeah. I was just failing classes at the time. It was a rough time for me, right? Still driving, had a little hoopty. But you have to go through these things, right? You have to go through these things. And from age 20, and then at least I can say in the last decade, right? Yeah. I've changed a lot. I've changed a lot, right? You live many different lives. And they actually do studies, right? Like, from age 20, right? When do you turn 20?
June.
So you still got another 6 more months of being 19, right?
Yeah.
You're in your teenage years. After that, teenage years being, the number 19 is teen. Right, so you're still a teenager, right? But when you turn 20, you're still what they call it, wet behind the ears. You still got a lot of inexperience left, right? And even me at 30 right now, when I talk to older people, they're like, oh my God, you haven't even touched your life yet. You have so much more life to live. Like, you have so much more life to live, right? So you starting this, all the businesses that you have under your belt, your schooling, you're ahead of the curve. keep at it, right? One of the biggest things that I probably would have done differently if I had to go back in time was probably get in the gym earlier than what I did, right? I got in the gym at age 27, 28.
Yeah.
So 20, 21, I think, is when I started to definitely get in the gym, right? Just June, July is when I definitely started getting in the gym heavy. Before that, I was going to the gym recreationally.
Yeah.
But that gym thing, I tell you what, that was probably the one thing I would tell myself to go back and start and be consistent with 100%.
I mean, like, me personally, I'm gonna be honest, when it comes to the gym and everything, wallahi, I have a love for the gym. Like, that's genuinely.
Good. Yeah.
Leg day.
Back day. Oh, my God. You love leg day? You psychotic.
My leg day, your legs will shake. I promise you. Wallahi.
I need to get in the gym with you.
Honestly, like, I love the gym. Roots from soccer and all these physical activities, you know? And my problem was, I used to tell myself I'm lazy and it's out of sheer laziness, which is true, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I didn't give myself a chance to breathe. Sometimes I didn't give my brain to shut down and get into the gym. But when I get into the gym, when I'm moving every single day, everything is peak.
Yeah.
Nothing, like, I've learned about habits. If one thing goes wrong, they all fall.
They all fall apart. Yeah.
But if one thing goes right, they all build up.
Yeah.
So the question is, no matter where we are, you know, even our iman, everything falls off. So are we going to get back on the horse quick enough?
Yeah.
Or are we just going to sit there and sit in our despair?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's, like, the biggest thing for me, you know. Alhamdulillah, you know, I love the gym. I love physical activity. I love soccer. Love it.
Yeah.
But, you know, coming back from this injury, inshallah, I'm going to go harder in the gym. And, like, wallahi, I really want it. Like, there's no lie about that.
Yeah. If you could finish off with, I want to ask two different questions, but very similar. One is, how should I put this? One is, what, pretend that you're 30 years old. Right, pretend that it's 11 years from now. We're in 2034. Tell me everything that's on your resume. Tell me everything that you've accomplished.
Wallahi.
Pretend like you're 30. Man, I did this, I did that, I did that. Because I want you to look back at this, and hopefully this podcast, light years away from what it is right now.
Yeah.
And you look back at it and you're like, man, everything that I've done in the last 10 years has come to fruition.
Yeah.
Pretend that you're 30.
I'm gonna be honest, that puts a smile on my face, that question. Wallahi, my resume will be, inshallah, first of all, I want to become hafiz, inshallah, and, you know, be
inshallah.
Consistent with my deen, no matter if I fall off or not, you know, always be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I want to be married, have kids.
How many kids?
Wallahi,
I'm 30 with one.
As much as Allah gives me. But four would be nice, you know.
Four kids.
Boy, girl, inshallah.
Two boys, three girls, okay.
And then three, you know, my mom retired. Never, like, never worry about money. Never worry about nothing. Just swipe, swipe, swipe.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Number four, I'm going to be honest. I want to build empires for my kids. I want to build empires. And that's not just it. I want those empires to fuel charities. I want to... charity that doesn't really need donations, that runs on its own, from whether it's from contracts from other companies, whether it's from my own companies funding it. I want to have major charities, inshallah. And wallahi, I just want to live life without the words coming to my mouth, why didn't I do that? Why didn't I take advantage of that? Yeah, regret. Like Muhammad, you know, shallah wa dum besa muhariso. You feel me? So I don't want to live with regret. You know, we're always gonna regret something. You know, we're insane. We're bani adam. You feel me?
Yeah.
But I don't want to regret things. As in, like, why didn't I take that opportunity? Why didn't I get off my ass and put in the work? Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even me at 19 right now, I always ask myself, yo, when I was younger, why didn't I get off my ass? Why didn't I go take that soccer ball and just train endlessly, you know? Everybody's going to have regret, but I don't want to let opportunities slip by. I want to be ready for those opportunities. There's nothing called luck. It's all qadr of Allah. So whatever Allah presents you, you gotta try and ready yourself for it.
I love it. I love it. I feel like I had a second question, but it's just not coming to me right now. And I think you answered it, encapsulated everything that I wanted to ask in that last segment. And I appreciate you for it. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you for having me right now.
Appreciate
Do you have any last things that you wanted to go ahead and add, that you want to go ahead and talk about? This is free for all right now for you.
Honestly, I got a couple questions for you, number one.
Flipping the script on me.
But before that, I want to say, like, you know, everybody, like, really chase your dreams, you know, don't fear anything and only fear Allah, you feel me? Always have Allah in your heart. And number two, you know, come shop at Bella by Shamis, you know
Bella
what I'm saying?
Bella by Shamis. What's the website?
BellaBashams.com.
BellaBashams.com. We're definitely going to write that in the description and all that good stuff.
If you a content creator, if you are expert on TikTok analytics, if you like Facebook ads, whatever you like to do creative, hit us up. Data Glass, you know, hit my Instagram. We get you some work. And if you a brand or a company that needs help, hit us up. My team's ready to work. Yeah. You feel me?
But I might need to hit you up right now, honestly, for Big Bros.
Managing TikTok careers too, man.
Yeah, I need that.
But my question for you is, should I put you on the hot seat or should I just ask? You
know, go ahead, put me on the hot seat, man. There's people. All right,
first of all, we're going to start easy. You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, seeing you grow, you feel me? Damn, I took over the podcast. But seeing you grow and seeing you go through all these trials and tribulations, you know, getting fit and being a father, like, and now you're career wise like, I know you have work and then now you have this, and I wouldn't say this on the side, mm-hmm. because it's like the same, but it looks like to me, how do you manage that? How do you juggle that? How'd you get to this point? I think that people would like to know, because you talk a lot about mindset and your mentality, and I feel like we understand your mentality. But we want to know, Big Bro, you, who is Big Bro you?
Big Bro you has been born over the last couple of years, just off of, like you said, a trial and tribulation. I used to call myself Big Bro you, but it's an identity that I took upon. It's an identity that I gave myself. The aspect of having a little bit more maturity, and not necessarily wanting, just wanting better for myself, right? I think everybody has a Big Bro that they look up to. Mm-hmm. Me and you, we kind of didn't. I didn't have a biological big brother that I could say, hey, that's my big brother, right? Father was there, of course, but my father wasn't a friend. My father was a father. I say that all the time, right? I wish my father could have been more like a friend where I can clown with him, where I can, you know, talk to him about girls, and I never had that, right? I had to learn all that shit
on my own,
you know what I'm saying? And through friends. Just wanted better for myself, honestly speaking. I think Big Bro, you... And the Big Bros podcast is a self-development motivational podcast in which tries to help myself and others to grow into becoming the best version of themselves. Although I'm not there yet for myself, this is a form of me documenting that journey and getting there. I usually sometimes listen to my own podcast and, like, things when I'm falling off the wagon, I'll listen to, like, my confidence episode. Like, the confidence episode was a really great episode, right? I loved it because I'm like, bro, I need to hear more about exactly what it is. The me versus me episode two. It's like, bro, I talk about how I am my own biggest enemy sometimes without even knowing. And it's like that for everybody. 100%. All right. So just self-development, just trying to better yourself. And the one thing you'll notice about self-development and going into becoming your highest self is that it's a never ending journey. You could be 65, 70, 80. Mm-hmm. You're still going to be running after, I need to be better.
If you're 80, you never lived 81.
Yeah, exactly. Like, damn. That's deep. If you're 80, you never lived to 81. So you want to know what it is like to be 81. Yeah.
So, you know, like, I see it. I see the podcast and I see what you've been doing. And I'm not going to lie, it helped me personally, mm-hmm. you know. Seeing you wake up for Fajr in the masjid, seeing you go to the gym, you know what I'm saying?
Alhamdulillah.
Seeing your kids sometimes on the story. So, like, how's it like being a father? Like, genuinely, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not there yet. You feel me? So, how's that like?
They say fatherhood is the best hood.
For real.
And fatherhood is the best hood to be a part of. It just helps you just become a better person in general. It's one of the craziest things to see a little version of you right there running around, mm-hmm. Like, it's like your own heart just came out and it's like running around, and you're like, you have this fear of like protectionism, right? You have this fear, like, you'll never understand the confidence to say that I would die for somebody until you become a father, and you're like, I would die for this little kid, right? And it's a crazy thought, it's a crazy realization to say that shit, but it's an amazing feeling. Like, fatherhood is honestly the best to be a part of. If I could be a parent all over again, I 100% would be. Unfortunately, divorce. I'm divorced, and I don't shy away from that. And being divorced comes with its own challenges because of the simple fact that you're like, I don't want to go through this again. So you're like very cognizant of everybody that you meet, and you have this crazy criteria on like, I want to marry somebody who's this, that, and that. And right, you have this crazy long list of things that not everyone is going to meet.
I'm going to tell you this, though.
Go ahead.
Personally, my parents aren't married no more.
Mm-hmm.
They married other people. Mm-hmm. You know, they got divorced. And, you know, seeing them go through that period and get married again, you know what I'm saying? And they're older than you, let's be honest. So it's like, so it's hard for them. They spent 20 years together. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Two kids. So what I say is, no matter who you go to, you always try to find peace in that person.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, deen. Number two, peace. You feel me? Because even you're not marrying a hijab, you're not marrying a beard. You feel me?
Yeah.
And number two is that, you know, even that person that is Ahlul Sunnah, well, Jama'ah could still hurt you. But the whole point is to put you through that journey and to get you to the Akhirah and to get you where you're supposed to be. And, you know, I was watching a video. What was his name? Mikael Smith, Sheikh Mikael Smith.
Okay.
Great guy when it comes to mentality. And he talks about the psychology of Islam. He says, as Muslims, when things happen to us, that's like the big moments of our life. As humans, as insan, it's a big moment in our life. But we spend every single moment, like pouring coffee, driving the car and stuff, as a passing point to those big moments, when that moment specifically, that moment has an infinite amount of possibilities if you put intention into it. So my point is that, like, don't be numb in the moments. Don't take the moments for granted, and don't take it to where it stops you from going forward. Because in that moment, even if you get hurt a second time, it's building you up as a believer. It shows that how much that you love Allah,
and
that you keep going.
Honestly speaking, you spin right now. Everybody keeps saying, every older person that, you know, they know my story, and they like, yo, are you? And I'm like, bro, what? Like, it's just, it's not easy to say, but then I always go back to exactly what you just said right now, right? Even if I get hurt the second time, like, excuse me, even if I get hurt the second time, what was it the first time that hurt about divorce? Okay, and I look back at everything that had to do with the divorce, and honestly speaking, I became a better person after it, right? So it's like, if I go through another marriage again, and I go through another divorce, is it going to be the similar way where I just get better as a person? And I don't want to think about it like that, but it's like, yeah, they talk about it. It's like, my mom, like, you learn divorce one time. Like, all he has to be saying this shit to me. They'd be like, yo, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, it's they what they're saying is like, yo, you learn to divorce once, all of a sudden it becomes second nature to you. Because the next two, the second marriage becomes easier for you to get divorced again, or for you to divorce again.
But then again, that's a generalization, honestly.
Exactly. It depends. Somebody's come up with mamas for anything.
Mamas for anything.
Yeah.
I could come up with one right now.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, honestly, wallahi, it depends on the person and the iman, you feel me? So, wallahi, I don't think it's going to be easier.
Mamas are funny. Nin ana shaqayshin shah ma'abu. Matam shaqayshin shah no'aka na mit hala. Wa na'aba. Thank you.
You know, alhamdulillah. You feel me?
Alhamdulillah. I appreciate you. But this is a great pop talk. You know, I genuinely appreciated the last bit of like questions that you asked, because you know you do a lot of internal thinking just to yourself, but when it's out in the open and you actually bring it about, when you actually say it, through verb or through your mouth. And it's like, okay, makes a little bit more sense now. You know, it's just different realization.
Mm-hmm. Now I got a following question. This is the hot seat question.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you remember how we first met?
If I remember correctly, we talked to Juma. It was right
before
after Juma.
Before that, though, like Instagram wise.
Nah, how was it? How'd it go?
I got a photo for you here today.
Let me see this photo.
I don't know if you remember this.
I do not remember this. I know the other two. I know Ahmed and them. Yeah. Was I there?
No.
Huh?
So basically, back in the day, huh? You know, I think it was like 2017, 2018.
Huh?
We won a trophy, and you know those two guys, and you posted it. You feel me? I swiped up, you know what I'm saying? Then that's when I started following you.
Yeah.
Like, that's how we met. And then for the next few years, you know, 6-7 years, I think you moved to Minnesota, so I've never seen you. Then I started working and stuff, so I'd come to Juma, leave, and I would see you, but then I'd never get the chance to speak to you.
Yeah.
So that's how we met, like, going back from then, you know, posting us. So that's how we met. And honestly, another thing is, Sue, I don't think you remember this, but back in August.
This past August,
uh-huh. I told you, yo, one day I'm going to be featured on your podcast.
Oh. Wow.
You can check back the Instagram.
Wow.
And now it happened, you know.
And now it's happening.
I didn't know this was going
to
come.
You spoke it to the existence. That's crazy, bro.
I told you one day I'm going to be.
You know, I'll be saying some wild things like that. You know what? You know who one of my favorite actors is?
Mm-hmm.
The guy from Breaking Bad, Bryan Cranston. Because he just reminds me of my dad a little bit when he was playing Walter White. Have you watched the show?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so Breaking Bad is a great show.
I should watch it.
And one of the things I said, bro, I want to act with this guy. Like, I want to be in a film or show or something featured with this guy because he's a great actor.
Yeah.
You saying that you want to podcast with me, fam? I'm like, I'll be honest with you. You know how many people say that to me? Yeah, I'm like, okay, yeah. But I don't think much of it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But this is amazing. I love it. Yeah. I love it. Bro, you're an amazing guy. I like you. You might be 19, but you got a brain of a 30-year-old.
I told you, Manta is better now, fam.
I love it. Now, this is beautiful. I love it. Mashallah. Any last questions that you want to throw at me right now before we go?
Damn.
You know how long? I'm going to ask you the question. How long have we been talking? Do you know?
45 minutes.
42. You're very close.
42?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was pushing for an hour.
Wallah, damn. I don't know, bro. We got to get to Maghrib right now. It's 6:39.
It is Maghrib. Wallahi.
Tell them where they can follow you. Tell them all about the last bit of contact information where they can reach you at. BellaByShamus.com. I know that.
Basically, BellaByShamus.com. BellaByShamus on Instagram. BellaByShamus on TikTok. And then me personally, Marky.Noor. So I'm trying to build my own personal brand too. I'm going to hit a big bro at you for that. You're going to help me figure that out, inshallah.
Inshallah.
And yeah, like, thank you guys for listening in. You know what I'm saying?
This is my episode. Yeah.
This better be your most viral episode.
I hope so, man. We're going to have to share it. Put it everywhere, bro. But I appreciate you, though. All
right.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum, ladies and gentlemen. We'll put all his contact information on the description box below. For those of you guys that are returning listeners, thank you guys for coming back. For those of you guys that are new, I hope you enjoyed this episode with Sharmake Noor introducing BellaByShamus. I am your host, Big Bro Ayoub. Thank you, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.